Welcome to the Live Music NorCal podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 8, and today's guest is Renee Elliott from Demented Designs. Demented Designs is this super cool shop in Anderson that's part art store, thrift store, jewelry and clothing store, as well as a regular venue for live music in our area. You'll find events hosted there on my calendar very regularly, and they range from country to punk and metal, as well as monthly open mic nights. Regional up-and-coming touring bands stop over there for shows alongside our local bands for shows that are all age, all inclusive, and always a fun time. The store's also a great place to just hang out, enjoy the couches, play a board game, put on a record from their collection. This place is very unique, it's very original, and it's all about community. All right, welcome to the podcast, Renee from Demented Designs in Anderson, something we talked about quite a while ago.
Yes.
And are finally getting around to doing. And before we really dig in deep to how this all relates with music and my podcast and stuff like that, tell us a little bit about you. What's, who are you? Where did you come from? I know that you didn't grow up necessarily in Reading.
I did not.
Or this area. But tell us a little bit about your history and your family.
Okay. I grew up in Southern California. I come from a pretty big family. Oldest of five kids. My dad was always into music. So that's why I have the love of music.
Okay.
When I was about 12 years old, my dad managed a rock band.
No kidding.
And, so I was at 12, that age, I was going to the Whiskey and the Roxy and places like that, that I didn't realize at the time that was right. What I was doing.
Yeah, my 18-year-old self just cringed.
Yeah, exactly. And then a few of those guys actually have gone on to bigger and better things.
I'll bet.
The drummer actually from that band is in Great White, Adi Desbro, and one of the lead guitar played with Dio. So,
oh my gosh.
So you're like some royalty.
That's all the stuff I love.
Yeah.
Yes, that is so cool. Nice.
So then moving forward quite a few years, my husband and I were in Portland for a while, and then we moved to Northern California because my oldest daughter lives here.
Oh, well, that's what I was going to ask. So what was the draw to end up here out of all of those places?
So my oldest daughter and her family live here, and that's why we're here.
Okay. And how did Demented Designs even come to be? I get the sense from looking, doing my Facebook stalking and all the things that I do to prepare for the interview, that you have kind of an entrepreneurial spirit because, you jump into different opportunities to make a little bit here, a little bit there.
Exactly.
And you can talk about any of those that you want to, and then talk about getting Demented Designs started.
Okay. So I had basically an art background in high school, and according to some of my friends, I always wanted a shop that was like a thrift store, record store, mixed together, and when I lived in Orange County, I was able to kind of make that happen with Demented Designs, which started in 2014 there in Orange County. So originally it was Demented Designs OC.
I see that sometimes and I've wondered about it. So that answers one question.
Yeah. And I used to go to shows when we were in Orange County. I would do psychobilly, rockabilly shows. I would vend there. And then I was able to have a small location when we were in Orange County. And then it kind of went with me. And it was mostly online for a while until we moved here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did finding the spot in Anderson come to pass?
I had a spot at the Jolly Giant flea market for a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And so I kind of got my name out there a little bit here and there.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah. And then one day my youngest and I were driving around on a rainy day and found the spot in downtown Anderson and talked to my daughter so we could open up a place in Anderson where it could be not just my retail stuff, but evolve into what we have now as the all-age venue.
Yeah. And if I understand right, is this the daughter too that you guys kind of started out into this, not really a business partnership so much as kind of two businesses doing a side-by-side thing there too, right?
Yes. Yeah. Hers is Boards, Bubbles, and Bricks. Uh-huh. So it's boards as in game boards, bubbles as in comic books, the bubble, and then bricks for Legos. So we had a combination of the retail shop, and then her her spot, which was kind of towards the back, is a game lounge for families to interact and play games. And then we also did Magic the Gathering nights and D&D nights. And we still kind of do that on occasion. And then we have the stage in the middle of the shop.
Right. So I've been down there, and you kind of have, it's really just a spot to hang out is the vibe I got. Because there's a record player and records. Mm-hmm. You just come in, put on a record, chill and read something or look at something. There's, I think, couches and stuff that I saw when I was there. So it's a really inviting place, I think, for anyone to just hang with no pressure to, you know, are you looking at something? Can I help you with something?
Or any of that kind of stuff. Yeah, we have a lot of people that come in and go, what is this place? It looks like my childhood.
Right. Well, that's not a bad thing, I think. And then, so music now is the tie-in here with my podcast is that you have events there on a very regular basis.
Right.
And I think I'll backstep just a spot before we really dive into that, because I really want to mention, and talking about the environment you have there really leads me to comment on how welcoming you are in being inclusive to all ages, all, I'm not sure what the right word is here, but all types of people, whatever your vibe is, whatever your lifestyle is, whatever your direction is, you guys have, I feel like, have made a very big point to be welcoming to anybody.
Yes, we're all inclusive, all ages, all backgrounds, diversities. Yeah. You know, it's, we don't cater to one type or the other. It's just, you know, just come and enjoy, you know, on our game and music nights, we have, you know, people that bring their kids and their grandparents, you know, it's a thing, you know, for everyone.
Yeah. Well, I think that's super cool. And I wanted to make sure and get that in there because it's a really nice thing. And it's not that anybody else doesn't, but I just think you put it out there so much more up front than anybody else in the area does that I'm really aware of.
Thanks.
So musically then, you get these acts that come through, and they tend to be a little bit edgy, some of them, with a little bit of a punk kind of vibe, maybe, or rock. Mm-hmm. But I know you've also had a country band there just very recently.
Yes.
So, again, that's the inclusivity thing, where anybody can really go there and play and whatnot. But the thing that interests me is, how do these bands get booked there? Because some of them are traveling up and down the West Coast or across the country.
Right.
How did they end up in Anderson?
Well, I have been lucky enough to have people reach out to me via email or Instagram. And I'm on a group that's a DIY touring group. So, you know, they will contact me through that.
Okay.
And, it's been actually pretty steady. And then I just, you know, I have to, you know, shore up the date and then try and find local bands to get the people in the door.
Right.
You know, 'cause these are new and up and coming bands that, you know, maybe our part of town hasn't heard about them.
Yeah.
And so they're looking for a place because they know, you know, it's in between Reno or Sacramento and Southern Oregon.
That is the one advantage our area has, is we're a great stopover place between Oregon and, Sacramento, basically. Yeah. So that comes in really handy. Do you find that local bands and the bands passing through, they really kind of gel together and come in and all have a good time and it works well?
Yeah, that's something that I'm actually, like, I'm always a little bit nervous, you know, mixing, you know, our locals with the bands touring. But, usually by, you know, the end of the night, everybody's best friends, and they're, you know, keep me updated on your information, keep me updated on your tour, and, you know, and we've had a couple bands that have actually requested some of our locals, like Darian from Just Make Me Cry. Yeah. He's actually going to be doing a show in a couple weeks that the band actually requested him to play, which
nice.
To me, that
good for him.
Brings me a lot of warm heart feelings.
Absolutely. And Darian was here with Carly on the podcast not too long ago. So and
Carly's played almost every band that she's in has played at my shop. And
well, she has enough bands to fill a three, you know, an opening slot, a middle slot, and a closer just by herself.
Yeah.
So she's very busy that way. And I do see her bands are there quite often. But that's really cool anyway. And so you've got the music stuff. You talked a little bit about the boards and the comics and the vibe and whatnot, but there's really a lot of stuff there for sale.
Right.
And it ranges from clothing to knickknacks to things for home and, you know, anything that might be rock and roll or interesting, you might be able to find there.
Yeah.
And where does most of that come from?
Some of it's from local artists. We have a lot of art that's from local artists, jewelry from local people. And then the other stuff is kind of a collection of companies I've kind of met and, you know, made friends with along the way of, you know, being in business for, you know, quite a few years.
Yeah.
Almost, well, like 8 years now. I've made friends at different places, and so I have some of their stuff, and basically, it's just small companies that I deal with. I try not to do anything on the bigger scale, and they're unique. A lot of the t-shirts that are that I carry are from tattoo artists from Southern California.
Oh.
And so they were like the first company that was willing to give me a chance to sell their stuff. And so we've built a really good rapport over the years. And so I still use them. And then, like I said, friends and family, just people I've grown to know better over the past, you know, 8 years that basically I started in one spot, you know, doing, you know, vending. And so, you know, I ran into other people that had a little bit of something. And so I kind of talked to them and said, hey, I'm thinking about making this place for, for different kind of stuff. I call my stuff uniquely twisted.
Okay.
So it has more of, I have some snarky towels and, you know, a little bit on the darker side of, clothing, you know, it's not your normal. You're definitely not going to find it at Walmart or Target.
Right. So. But well, and what's interesting there too is it's almost like a community service where, you know, if you had these vending spots in the past and you knew other vending people and you started something and then you started including them in, that's a real, a service, but I think it really reveals, a heart of, you know, wanting to let everybody in.
Right, because not everybody can afford to have a space, even if it's, you know, a vending spot. Nowadays is not
That's
cheap.
That's not that easy.
Or maybe you don't have enough stuff to fill a whole booth, so you feel intimidated by other people. So that's why I have my shop, and I do charge a small commission, but they set the price, and you know, I'm offering the space and they can decorate it kind of however they want, or, you know, they have the ability to change things out and, you know, we just kind of go from that. And then, you know, every time someone comes in the store and says, hey, do you have this? No, but I can find it probably.
Right. So, yeah. You have a real network of, opportunities out there to draw upon.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I just think it's great how your personality pours into all of this. The art side, the entrepreneur side, the willingness to bring others into what you're doing, the music, the inclusivity.
It's me. Yeah. That's me everywhere.
That is really good. So what's the ongoing vision for Demented Designs? I mean, what's the future look like there? Is there a larger game plan at play?
Well, I can dream big, right?
Sure.
I have
you wouldn't
envisioned...
be the entrepreneur I think you are if you weren't.
I have envisioned, and I've had other people kind of say that it is a possibility, but I'm thinking CBGBs of the West Coast. I mean, that would be an ultimate goal, because I very much love live music, and I love to give the opportunity of these bands. Maybe they're older, maybe they're younger, maybe starting out, maybe they, you know, took a break and now they're coming back. The opportunity to play it at our location, and it's kind of a central area. People from Sacramento can come up, people from Southern Oregon can come down and see shows, and it's a couple hours.
Right.
But it's doable. if there's a bigger name that wanted to come and play, I mean, it gets crowded, but you know, we could make it work.
Swing it, yeah.
Yeah. We want to open the doors to everyone and have that ability to, you know, everyone can play and, you know, be on a stage.
And we talked a little bit before we actually started recording that you haven't had a musical yourself background. Is it really just stuck in art, or have you had any aspirations or desire to be a performer?
You know, I write poetry. And I do artwork, and that's as far as I go. I've made a couple artists. My youngest son plays multiple instruments. He started at 7 playing the drums, and he's now learning bass and guitar. He played piano at school, you know, and then my oldest son, who lives in New York, he's very voice is his instrument. He plays a little bit of piano here and there, but he's a great singer, and my daughter writes poetry as well. So I guess I have put my music abilities into my children, because my dad always said when he was, you know, doing music stuff, well, what instrument do you play? I play a turntable. That's what I play. And that's how I feel too.
Yeah. And art is art at some level, and it's generational, clearly, in your lineage with your dad and you and now your kids.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing to have. It's a great thing, especially for young, to have ways to express and outlet and have fun.
Absolutely.
I mean, aside from anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go into all the psychological things, but if you just really dig it, you dig it. And
exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah.
And you talked a little bit about the kinds of bands that your dad was promoting and involved with growing up. Was that your musical taste as well? Or where did your music interests lie? Who did you listen to growing up?
I'm an 80s girl, and I'm a punk rock girl at heart. My first concert, if you will, it was at Magic Mountain. I don't consider it a concert so much, but it was Sparks. Which Sparks is now doing their documentary around. And then my first like real big concert was Oingo Boingo.
Okay.
So those are like, I guess, an alternative punk rock rock scene.
Yeah.
I'm open to almost all genres of music. I enjoy music, so but those are the ones I lean towards.
Okay. And is that still true today in anything current? Do you keep up kind of on what's going on in music and listen to, oh, so and so has a new album, I really want to hear it?
I do. For the most part, I try to find, you know, the new stuff. I guess I enjoy listening to the old stuff more. I kind of get set in my ways.
Gravitate back to that all the time. I tend to be that way.
But I do enjoy some of the new stuff, and just like some of the new people that have come into the shop. it's different type of music than I necessarily listen to, mm-hmm. but the beat is there and the love of the art is yeah. there. And for me, that's what draws me in.
Yeah.
I say kids because I'm so much older. I'm still a kid sometimes, but, you know, they're in their 20s and they do what's called, metal trap music. And so it's kind of like a rap.
Oh, okay.
And metal, like a darker.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah.
And but then, you know, we have people like Dusty Foster that come and I love that too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I'm all over the place, but I will always go back to my roots as far as punk rock and.
Well, I'm very much the same way. And it's come up a number of times on the podcast that, you know, I've always liked hard rock music and 80s mm-hmm. hard rock music in particular. But yeah, it always comes down to what I've been saying for some time now is that my favorite music is live music.
Exactly.
Because it is a thing. Live music, even if it's not who you listen to regularly, it gets you and you yeah. feel the music in your body.
Right.
You know, there's a bass drum or something that's yeah. making you vibrate.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I have to agree with you 100% on that, that should be its own genre because... Yeah.
I'm trying to make it that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live music is live music. And, you know, it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't matter what it is. It just, it pulls you in.
Yeah. Do you still go to big shows anywhere when you
Actually,
can?
Actually, yeah, we just went and saw Kiss.
Oh.
That was my youngest son's first concert, which, know, go big or go home, right?
That's been so many people's first concert.
Yeah.
It wasn't mine, but I know that for a lot of people... Yeah. For generations, mm-hmm. Kiss has been a first concert.
So, I still would, and I mean, there's shows locally that I love to see.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
you know, Primus, but
uh-huh.
which would be nice,
yeah.
but you know, it's just not in the cards right now. But
okay.
you know, the fact that I'm able to see live music in my shop,
well, yeah,
almost every week is like amazing.
That's a great way to fix that. Need.
That fix, yeah.
yeah, to get that fix. Exactly. I'll just host music here.
Yeah, exactly.
And get my fill of all the music I could ever want.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it is still hard to... Where we live is a blessing for small to medium bands to stop over passing through.
Right.
But the curse is the bigger shows pass us over.
Exactly.
And you've got to travel to usually Sacramento, mm-hmm. Bay Area, Reno...
Yeah.
Even north, Medford doesn't get the shows they used to when I was growing up, because I grew up in Siskiyou County.
Okay.
And we'd see concerts at the Expo in Medford pretty regularly. Okay. My first concert was there. It was Night Ranger.
And, oh, nice.
You know, so it was reasonably attracting decent 80s bands at
right.
the time. But anymore, I feel like you probably end up darn near to Portland before you hit the next big opportunity.
Right.
Yeah. So there is a real gap.
Yeah.
But filling it with local music is a great fix.
Yeah.
And that's the encouragement and what the podcast has been about is get out there.
Yeah.
Check it out. There's stuff out there to like.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Calendar.
Calendar.
Upcoming dates for you.
Let me refer I have a to list, my notes.
But why don't I let you look at your notes and tell me in case I'm not up to date.
So our next show coming up is, like I said, with Just Make Me Cry is our local. And then there's a few touring bands. The Lodestones is from Oakland area. And the Vulture Feather is from Maryland. And that's on the 24th.
Maryland.
So, you know, like you said, we get them from all over.
Well, clearly being involved in the DIY group thing that you're in has definitely been the key to that, it sounds like.
Yeah. So that one's on the 24th. And the 27th, we have a band coming up from SoCal playing with some locals. We have a solo artist out of Sacramento named Nick Pants. And then a local rock band, Hollow Chord. And they're younger, you know, hardcore... metal band. They're a great performance too.
Okay.
And that's on the 27th. And then we have, you know, stuff in July and moving forward.
So. And you host open mics a lot. We do. At least once a month, I think.
Yeah,
and
open
I have
mic
some dates
is,
for that.
It's, yeah, we have our open mic is typically every second Friday.
Second Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking at the dates for that. So the next one would be July 8th, then it goes to August 12th, and,
yes.
and so on. But I'll let you tell us, where should people go to find these dates and find out more about Demented Designs? There's probably a website.
I have a website.
Yeah.
I'm on, like, all social media.
Uh-huh.
You can find on Facebook. It's under Demented Design Shop. All run together. On Instagram is Demented Design Shop with underscores in between. I also have a TikTok, and it's under Demented Evil Nay. And then our website is DementedDesignsOC.com.
Okay. And you keep on their dates, and you have some amount of kind of what's in the store or...
Yeah. I on my Instagram is probably the best place to find everything. I update that the most.
Uh-huh.
I showcase different things on Instagram as far as what's in the shop, and I try and promote every week when we have a show coming up, you know, on my stories.
Right, right.
So, but yeah, that's the best place to find it, and or better than that, come on down.
Just stop
by. Check it out.
Yeah. We'll tell people the address.
It's 2963 East Center Street, and it's in downtown Anderson.
Yeah, so if you're going down 273,
right.
You know, it'll just be off to your left as you're passing through.
Correct.
Where the kind of the downtown area is.
Yeah,
you can just get off it
pass...
either right before or right after and come right back to it. It's really yeah. accessible that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else would you like people to know? Do you have a message that you want out there? And I know my audience is limited, but you never know on these things where one thing leads to another. What should people know? What do you want them to know about Demented Designs?
I think it's whatever you
want to put out there.
Basically, I like to say that we are community-based. We welcome everyone again. We've had so many different types of shows that I would love to have shows every week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is from all ages, like literally all age show. And, you know, it's very art felt and very heartfelt.
Nice.
So, and then, you know, with a little twist.
Yeah. There's a little twist in all of this, a little twisted. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is great.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Thank you so much for coming down. And I really hope that somebody out there will hear this and show up as a result.
Yeah.
And go check out the bands that come through there. Unless I've blanked out and missed it somewhere, I usually have all of your shows on
yes,
my calendar.
Yes, you do.
And let me know when I miss them, because call me out and make me put them on the calendar.
Yeah.
And that's out there really for any venue or artist to always contact me and let me know, because... You know, it's just me trying to figure it all out.
Right.
So a little help now and then doesn't hurt.
I appreciate all the help that you get, all my stuff posted out there.
Yeah, so get out there and check out the music. And if nothing else, just stop by and say hi.
Absolutely.
Just walk in and look.
Yeah.
There's no pressure, nothing to
lose.
I'm
not charging yet for looking.
Yeah, no. So people should absolutely do that. Okay, so before we end the recording, I know you have a heart to let people who have come down to your shop and played, who you've been partnered with in hosting a variety of different kind of events there with, that you want to make sure you get a shout out to.
Absolutely.
So let me give you that opportunity.
Okay, thanks. We've had quite a few people already, locals, that have come and played. We've had Nick Champy. He used to be like our local kind of guy to go to. He's played at our car shows, which we've had car shows with Shasta Cruising. We do a trunk or treat. Since we've been open for just over a year, last year is kind of our first of everything, and we kind of go with what's good and what's not going to work. So we're going to do the trunk or treat again in October. We did a drag show, and that was a huge success, and that was with... a lot of the NorCal outreach group. And so I like to tell them thanks. Some of the local bands that we've had is all of Carly Jean's bands. and then all the people that she's in contact with, which Embarrass, Darian Just Make Me Cry. We've had Jacob Acana, Dusty Foster, Furlough Fridays has played with us too.
They're one of my favorites.
They're one of our first big shows that we had, and it was a lot of fun, and we'd love to have them back as well. So yeah, there's just a lot of local talent that I, you know, I'm still trying to get, you know, to play at the shop too.
Yeah.
So, you know, keep us on the map.
Yeah, well, it's not hard to find you, either in person or certainly online.
Yeah.
And if you are a local artist, I think of any type to a certain degree, do you have a creative thing you're doing and need an outlet for that? Is that a reasonable thing for people to want to contact you
Absolutely.
About?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can call, Instagram, whatever. And, you know, if you have a date in mind, give me that date. If you just want to play with other people, like, we have so many bands that want to play in the area that we can just add you to that lineup.
And certainly the open mics are kind of a free-for-all. Do those tend to just stay music or do other types of, you know, spoken things or poetry?
Poetry, spoken word. People that will just read. My son and daughter for a while were doing dad jokes and the ba-dum-bum, you know, he's playing the drums and she's telling the jokes. So, I mean, it's open
it's
for
really
everything.
It's really open. Yeah. And because of the all ages and because of the inclusivity, you're going to get a variety show each time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what's going to be funner than that, really?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Great. Thank you again.
Thanks.
Thanks for staying to the end of the interview. And I hope that you've been able to get a picture in your head about Demented Designs. If you haven't been there, go check it out. I promise you won't be disappointed.